So basically what the Rebbe is saying here is, the obvious question, and I'm sorry I left a little time to address, the obvious question is, basically, all he said here was that you should learn Torah and learn Chassidus. That's not news. So, like, all of a sudden, how did learning Torah and learning Chassidus, or spreading Yiddishkeit, spreading Chassidus, how did all of a sudden that become, like, some kind of amazing preparation and revelation for, all of a sudden now, by doing that, we have the power to see the godliness that's invested in creation, we have the power to see the essence of the divine essence as it's invested in the physicality of our physical beings, and this in turn empowers us to actually reach the highest levels of spirituality, including those levels which it says in Tanya you can't reach, which is to be an absolute tzaddik. So, like, how did what happened? How did that what changed? What happened? I'm not going to have time to really answer the question. I'm just more raising the question, but without getting into how that happened, the bottom line is he's saying it happened. So we need to adjust our whole way of thinking. When we're the point is, the bottom line is that instead of just learning Torah and learning Chassidus from the vantage point of, okay, I'm like we said in earlier weeks, the idea that Tanya is based on the fact that you're this animal and you have to get this animal under control, and then hopefully by to some degree get in touch with your own inner, your true being, which is your soul, your godly soul, occasionally let it shine through and break through the concealment of your whole animal being. So basically, the whole focus has been, until now, has been coping with the darkness, dealing with the darkness, coping with the darkness, overcoming the darkness, your own darkness, the darkness in the world around you, the dark. So you're looking to the Torah to illuminate your way in the darkness, through the darkness, dealing with the darkness, overcoming the darkness. Here that I was saying that we got past that point. The point that we are now focusing on is preparation for redemption. Preparation for redemption means that now we're not supposed to be relating to the darkness as a hindrance that has to be overcome, that has to be fought with, that has to be struggled. Now we're at the point, just like at the end of the Golos of Mitzrayim, after the whole process is completed, the Rebbe said that the Egyptians are themselves voluntarily bringing their vessels and their clothes to the Jews, and they're giving them even things they didn't ask for, and the Gemara says they're even forcing it upon the Jews, who said, I have enough, so, no, take it. The idea that the Golos itself, it's not just through breaking the darkness, but it's a transform, the completion of the process is when it's transformative, that the Egyptians themselves are voluntarily coming to the recognition, understanding that this is what they need to do, this is what they have to do. So the same thing that we need to, well, the point where we're at is this final transformative state where we're not fighting the darkness, we're not breaking the darkness, we're not, that's done. We're past that. Now, what we need to be focusing is on the transformative power of Torah, the transformative power of Chassidus, to actually become what you learn, and that the Torah has the power to make that again, because of everything we've been through already. And it's not because of your special gifts and talents and your uniquely handsome exterior and so on. It's because of your, because of everything we've been through. The fact that we've been through this tremendously refining process of Golos, and B, Mashiach himself is investing us with these kaychas. But the idea is that you're not supposed to be starting from the vantage point where you see reality from your subjective reality, and you look to Torah to provide a flashlight in the darkness of your own subjective reality. You're supposed to be coming at it from the other way. You're looking to Torah to see what the objective reality, and to bring that objective reality into your own subjective reality and the subjective reality of the world around you. And the main chiddush is that that's where you're at, that's where you're holding, that's you're ready for it, the world is ready for it, and you have the power to transform yourself and the world around you.